From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Candidates for local office may not need to collect as many signatures this year to secure a line on the ballot. Lawmakers are weighing a change in response to the new law that moved state and local primaries from September to June, giving candidates in village, town, or city contests less time to collect signatures than usual. Under a measure that has already passed the Assembly, the number of required signatures for local elected positions outside of New York City would be reduced by 25%. The bill's sponsor, Democrat Assemblyman D. Billy Jones, said the lower threshold will prevent, and I quote, unnecessary headaches so people planning to run and stand up for their communities can do so without new hoops to jump through, end quote. The legislation is slated for a vote in the Senate Elections Committee on February 4th. The petition process for party candidates begins February 26th, with all completed petitions due by April 4th. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a telephone poll being conducted by the Dutchess County Democratic Committee has outraged the Dutchess GOP chairman, Michael McCormick. The poll asked a variety of questions, including if the respondent approves of the work being done by Republican County Executive Marcus Molinaro and Democrat County Comptroller Robin Lois. The poll also makes allegations of pay-to-play and implies that the New York State Attorney General is investigating Molinaro. MidHudsonNews.com has not been able to confirm if, in fact, there is an ongoing investigation. Previously, the Dutchess County Democratic Committee filed a complaint with that county's Board of Ethics alleging wrongdoing by Molinaro. The board in December unanimously found those allegations to be unfounded and the case was dismissed. The survey also asked respondents for their opinion of three potential Democratic challenges to Molinaro. The county GOP chairman, Michael McCormick, said the poll is, and I quote, despicable, a lie, and an utter disgrace. Voters deserve to know who's responsible and hold them accountable, end quote. Molinaro dismissed the survey saying, and I quote, my experience is that voters do a really good job in sorting out the truth from lies like these, end quote. Dutchess County Democratic Chairwoman Elsia Sumner did not respond to requests for comment. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Public Defender's Office will increase salaries for its attorneys using $300,000 in recently awarded state funding. Public Defender D.J. Cornelius will accept the funds from the State Office of Indigent Legal Services for salaries over the next 3 years, following approval by the Full County Board of Supervisors in February. The money will be used to increase Cornelius's salary by about $16,000 and the salaries of three part-time assistant public defenders by $30,000, as well as pensions and health care benefits. Cornelius said, and I quote, these increases are budget neutral for the county. These are salary increases, but a decrease in cost to the local taxpayers, end quote. The award represents a portion of funds expected to be received from the state during the next 5 years as New York endeavors to improve representation for indigent defendants. In December, the county accepted $423,000 to contract with four attorneys for nighttime arraignment services in town and village courts countywide. Greene County received more than $550,000 in state funding to start up its nighttime arraignment services, covering courts in the town of Coxsackie, Athens, Cairo, and Catskill, and the village of Catskill. The funding now flowing to local public defenders' offices was a direct result of a settlement reached between the state and the New York Civil Liberties Union. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Marianne Levine is reporting for Politico.com. The longtime communications director for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, was forced to leave after inappropriate conduct with his colleagues. A spokesperson for Schumer said Matt House was asked to leave the senator's staff when it was learned that he had, and I quote, inappropriate sexual encounters, end quote, with young staffers. The Huffington Post was first to report the circumstances under which House left Schumer's office in November. House said in a statement to Politico, I deeply regret the mistakes I made on a number of occasions when I had too much to drink, and I apologize to anyone who was affected by my behavior, end quote. House was Schumer's communications director for 5 years. Prior to that role, he was regional media director for the Democratic Policy and Communications Center. Read the full story at politico.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.